Blog Talk Radio.
Spent the better part of my day Googling Jock Jams Volume 2. That's what I came up with.
I feel like I just watched the movie Eddie.
Funny thing about Eddie, the song All the Way Live from Eddie was a ECW soundtrack for like 2 years.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the case. That's a straight shoot. Joe, there's a lot going on in this episode. I'm really excited. We're going to have a lot of people calling in, giving their two cents, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, as long as that's the last Whoopi Goldberg reference that we make on the show, I think...
I can't promise I'm not going to have Sister Act. One, two, maybe The View. You know, didn't you say some real weird stuff on The View lately? Why are we still talking about Whoopi Goldberg?
No, I don't watch The View.
Oh, I'm the weird guy.
Or read the news. So
I don't fit the mold. I don't wear clothes that fit.
Well, this is our Survivor Series preview show.
Yes, sir.
And we should warn everybody. There has been a terror threat made on Survivor Series tomorrow night.
Yes. Actually, it wasn't a threat made on Survivor Series. It was like Anonymous, the hacker group. They got some intel from ISIS that there was a threat made at them. I don't know. Triple H has been posting that the show will go on as per usual. So hope that's going to be okay. Oh, good. The all night long, the thing that I posted 6 hours ago, just posted right now.
Oh, sweet.
Very, very tight.
Is that an internet interwebs issue for you?
I'm going to punch. Good news. Ring of Honor uploaded a video. Young Bucks Honor Weekend Sale. Now through 11/25. You can get some Young Bucks stuff on deal.
Great.
So... there's a lot going on. I'm going to go ahead and share all the posts. I'm going to social media this thing.
Okay. That's good. We're not banned from Facebook.
Oh, we're not banned from Facebook. Like we are. What are we banned from?
We're banned from YouTube for another month or so.
We are.
Yeah.
So it looks like we have a caller calling in. What do? Do we answer right away?
I think so.
Let's go. Let's go for it. All right. We got somebody on the air. Who is it?
Yo. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on, man? How is everything?
Good. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you loud and clear, but I wasn't sure who it was at first. I was not sure who was calling in. So,
I mean, I'm sure you guys get tons.
Well, I'm sorry. Say that again?
I'm sure you guys get tons of fans calling in every week. So, long-time listener, first-time caller, Jay Cruz.
Jay Cruz, listen, we appreciate you calling in. I want to let everybody know that we have – it's like a second or two delay. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but we're happy to have you on the show, pal.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
If you hold on a second, we actually have another caller calling in. Let's see who we got. Hello? Who we got on the line here? We got nobody on the line.
That's upsetting.
Maybe somebody was on hold for too long, Joe.
It was 11 seconds. That's not too long.
You know what I can do for 11 seconds? Nothing. I can't even hold my breath for 11 seconds.
It's not like you near any body of water.
I think, I don't, listen, while we got Jay Cruz on the show, you want to talk about a phenomenal personal trainer? He looks, I would say he's built somewhere between Ryback and Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh, I like the plug. Thank you.
Listen, people helping people, man. That's what we do in this business.
Absolutely. So,
but you're, you know, you give us a little bit about yourself. We got a little while. BK is not on the line yet. So tell us a little about your wrestling fandom.
Well, I mean, I go back to diapers, man. I've been watching WWF into WWE since before I could remember. My grandmother... he used to literally put me in front of the TV and put on wrestling before I could talk. So I have a pretty broad wrestling history knowledge. And, I mean, I went through a gap after the Attitude Era where I stopped watching. But I've came back. I've done my research. I know my shit. And I am very opinionated.
Well, we appreciate that. We're happy to have you on. I want to get back to your history in 1 second. We have the other caller back on the line. Who is that?
Yo.
Oh, it's BK.
What's up, fellas?
Nothing. You're calling from a weird number. I got a lot of ones. You're calling from 111.
I'm calling from the house phone instead of the cell phone. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Is it a private number?
It might be, actually, yeah.
I like the privacy of that.
Yeah, BK can't be giving his number out. Everyone's going to call that number if they know where it is. So
are you kidding? Vince Russo would be on the phone in no time. Hey, Jay, let's get back to you real quick.
I can't have the fanboys calling me. Sorry.
That's true, Brian. Jay, listen, you got a funny story about your grandma in wrestling.
Oh, yeah. My grandma's been watching wrestling pimping's been pimping. And she, would legit believe it. Like, there was no kayfabe. Everything was real to the point where she was arguing with me that the Big Show really lost his house to the McMahons and how bad she felt for him. And I tried to explain to her that, you know, Grandma, it's not really the case, but she wasn't having it. And she also didn't trust Eric Bischoff. According to her, she didn't trust him as far as she could throw him.
Listen, your grandma is not the only person that doesn't trust Eric Bischoff, but that's a great story. And it's awesome to hear that, like, you know, you get involved in wrestling through other people. And I, like you, you know, I used to watch Scooby-Doo. I got sat down in front of a TV. I didn't get sat down, but I sat down in front of a TV because I love Scooby-Doo. And then right after that was All-American Wrestling, and I started the same way you did. Now, guys, I'll open it up to the forum here. Have you heard about the terror threats aimed at Survivor Series?
Yes, and I'm not scared.
The show must go on. Brian, I'm pretty sure you think it's all part of a gimmick.
If this was 1988, then yes, I'd say that there's Johnny Jihad was about to debut as a WWE wrestler, but I don't think it's a gimmick yet. But, you know, I'm not afraid of them. We got to, like you said, the show must go on. We got to live our lives. I'm not afraid of those bastards.
I think Undertaker will just shoot some lightning bolts at him if they show up. I think we'll be all right.
If we could get Undertaker and Sandman in a Budweiser shirt with an American flag bandana, the kid at work today, we were talking about it, and he's like, you know, no offense. He's like, wrestling fans personify the term America. And I was like, you're damn right they do. Hell yes. Be proud of ourselves, damn it. So, all right, we have Survivor Series coming on tomorrow night. Brian, 1 to 10, what's your level of excitement for the show?
8.5. I'm pretty stoked for the show. I'm excited for the Undertaker match. I'm hoping Bray Wyatt and Strowman win, but we'll talk about that later. And I always love when a new champion's crowned, so I'm excited for that.
Jay, how about you?
I got to say, like a solid 5. I'm really not that amped. I mean, it's poorly put together. It's really trying to ride on a last-minute tournament. Obviously, the Undertaker match will be the highlight. It sounds like they're hinting at something kind of special. But everything else seems just sloppy. They're announcing a traditional tag match, but they don't even know who's in it yet, and it's tomorrow. So, poorly put together, but it's still Survivor Series, so I'm hoping to get swerved.
I agree with you on a lot of that. I remember back in the day when Survivor Series was one of the big five, and Survivor Series was the pay-per-view that you looked at, you know, the pay-per-view you couldn't wait to watch. And I'll leave it to you, Joe. What do you think?
It's probably about like a 7 for me or so. I think most of that is based off the fact that
the Charlotte versus Paige angle.
That's not what it is. We talked about that. No. It's more based off of I'm still kind of unsure how the tournament's going to play out for the championship, like, you know, who will win and how they'll win or if someone's going to turn or not. So at least that has me somewhat interested in this particular show more than a couple of others. So I'll give them. But I agree with what Jay said. There's most of the other stuff on the show is either poorly put together or not even all the way put together yet.
Yeah, I'm 100% going to back you up. I'm on the Wikipedia right now, which is, you know, pretty much the gospel. And I'm just going to run down the list of matches. Roman Reigns versus Alberto Del Rio, tournament semifinal match. Kevin Owens versus Dean Ambrose, tournament semifinal match. Dolph Ziggler versus Tyler Breeze. I believe that's a pre-show match.
It was listed as a pre-show match. Now I'm not so sure, but
okay.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Charlotte versus Paige. The Brothers of Destruction versus the Wyatt family. And are you guys okay? It sounds like one of you was caught in a windstorm.
That might be me. I had to go make a drink. I apologize.
It's okay. We're all new to this, man. It's okay. And then the tournament final. And then the other match is a traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series match, which we have no idea who's in it. So
I'm going to pick the baby faces to win that one.
Well, I'm going to pick the heels, all and right. That's what we do. And BK is BK, what are you putting your prediction on a poll?
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that, so let's move on.
I apologize, Brian. I have no control.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. I know you can't control Mike. He's a loose cannon. We get it.
I mean, I heard BK said he's 8.5. Jay said 5. Joe, you said 7.5?
Seven.
I'm gonna say 7.5, my level of excitement for this show. Mainly because I'm getting matches between Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns and Del Rio, and then a match from there. I'm not really thinking of anything else. Guys, hold on a second. We have another caller. Hold on. See who it is. All right, you're on the line. Who we got?
This is Charlie Williams from Bayside.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I just wanted to say I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener to the show.
We are honored to have you on the show, buddy. And Charlie, little known fact about Charlie, his wedding was announced by the one and only Howard Finkel.
That's
yeah, yes, it was. I just wanted to give a quick ring and just say I think you guys are doing a great job, and that's really all I got. Just wanted to say keep up the good work.
Well, luckily for you, that's really all we need to hear. Low self-esteem, no ego, and any sort of compliment.
That's actually the first time I've actually heard that. So
yeah, I've actually never heard that either. So actually, I was in Walmart yesterday. I was picking up just gallons of water, and somebody asked me where something was because I'm wearing khakis. And I didn't know, and they looked disgusted that I didn't know where the water was. And I'm like, I don't even work here, and I'm getting creeped out.
You just said aisle 6. Aisle
6 is the go-to. So, Charlie, you want to hang out with us and give us some predictions? What do you got?
I'm lousy with predictions, but I'm thinking Reigns takes it and probably turns, but that seems a little obvious. So that's the best I got.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate it, and we very much appreciate the call.
All right. I will talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
See you later.
I feel like we're hosting a real radio show. Is this what it feels like to be famous and successful? Because I've never felt this before.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what that is. So I guess we'll find
out. All right, guys. So let's hop right into it. I'll just go with the first match of the night, Roman Reigns versus Alberto Del Rio. Jay Colden first. Let's go with you.
Let's see, Reigns and Del Rio. I think it's pretty obvious. I don't know if you guys would feel different that Reigns will take it just for the fact that I doubt they're going to Del Rio or Owens in and do the whole double champion thing again. I think that'd be obvious. Clearly they're setting up for something for Reigns, whether it's a turn by him or Ambrose. You know how I feel personally about Roman Reigns, the clothesline fest, but he's going into the finals, put it that way. Will it be a good match? If you like clotheslines, yeah. But other than that, I'm not a big fan.
We appreciate your blatantly honest opinion of Roman Reigns.
That's what you get.
I would expect nothing else but honesty. Brian, how do you feel?
Reigns wins. We all know Reigns wins. So, Reigns wins. Spear, Superman punch, clean 1-2-3 about 12 minutes into the match. Reigns wins. Goes on to the finals.
I appreciate your exact 12 minutes on that one. Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with these guys. I don't think I can't see Reigns not being in the finals. I can't envision that they would move Del Rio on. Del Rio's, while he is the U.S. champ, he seems very cold right now in terms of, you know, popularity, crowd response, just overall things like that. His last couple of matches I've seen have been sloppy. So, like they said, I think Reigns is going to go on to the finals, and then we'll see who his opponent is after that. But what do you think, Mikey?
100% Roman Reigns. He's the guy that has a lot of sex. He's the guy with the wettest hair. Roman Reigns.
I don't even have to play the drop because you just
sang. No, you were going to play the drop, but I took care of it. So we'll go to the other semifinal match. That's going to be Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens. I'll take the helm at this one. I'm going to say Kevin Owens wins, period. Kevin Owens wins clean.
That's it, huh?
That's it. So you're going to get a good match. Jay, for as much as you dislike Roman Reigns' clotheslines, I see his clotheslines, and I raise you Dean Ambrose's elbows.
But I like Dean Ambrose's elbows, and he does other stuff too, but it is going to be an elbow fest, you know, and it's going to be a great match.
Yeah, it will be a good match, and I don't say it's going to be an elbow fest. An elbow fest would be watching, like, Chris Hero. This is more like a odd, awkward, jumping, misplaced double axe handle from the top rope fest. But no, I like Dean Ambrose, and I like a lot of the things he does, and I think he's going to have a great match with Kevin Owens, and I think Owens is going to win cleanly, leading to some chicanery in the finals, but we'll get there. Joe?
I'm going to say Ambrose wins. I think Reigns and Ambrose is the most interesting finals matchup that they can do.
So do I, which is why I'm booking against this.
Yeah, I mean, I could totally see them going the cookie-cutter route, right, and having Owens win and having Reigns-Owens in the final. But I think I'm hoping for an Ambrose win here, and I think that's what will happen because it adds a lot of intrigue to what will then happen in the finals, at least a little more intrigue to what happened in the finals. So I'm going to say Ambrose takes this one.
BK?
I'm going to go with Ambrose. As everybody who listens to the show knows, I'm the biggest Owens mark in the world. I love Owens. I think he's the best thing in professional wrestling right now. But I feel like Ambrose has to win because they've been playing up the Reigns-Ambrose friendship for months now, and we got to get a payoff. So Ambrose is going to win, possibly due to outside interference or some chicanery. But Ambrose wins a controversial decision heading to the finals against a Mr. Roman Reigns.
Now that's going to be stuck in all of your heads for the rest of the night. Jay?
I think Joe pretty much nailed it. I honestly think it's going to be a great match. I love Owen personally, but I love Ambrose just a little bit more. But, yeah, they're building to Roman and Ambrose. They've been playing up the whole we're brothers thing, and someone's turning on someone, but it's going to be a good match. Ambrose and Reigns in the finals.
Okay, that sounds good. So do you want to let's go to some of the other matches next, and we'll get to the finals last. So
we'll go to the match that I can't wait to see personally: Tyler Breeze and Dolph Ziggler.
Why you're not looking forward to that?
No, I'm not looking.
That wasn't even. I'm not even being sarcastic. I kind of want to see that.
I don't know. Tyler Breeze is not. Maybe it's his association with Summer Rae, but Tyler Breeze has really done nothing for me in the WWE.
Do you guys want me to hang up now, or
hanging him on?
Sorry, Brian. Listen, I have nothing against Tyler Breeze. I like him as a wrestler, but his association with what's her tush has really not done anything for me.
I gotta say, honestly, like, I didn't like it at first, but the way it's played out, I've actually enjoyed it. Like, I feel like she's the perfect, you know, manager for him. She plays the conceited role just like he does. I feel it works, but, you know, what do I know? I'm an idiot, so.
You're not an idiot, Brian. You're not. You're a handsome man with a good wrestling knowledge.
Well, I never said I wasn't handsome, you know.
And he's modest, too, ladies. Brian, start us off.
For the love of God, I hope Tyler Breeze wins. Everybody who knows me knows, I've been a Tyler Breeze mark for years now. I think he's phenomenal in the ring. He's taken this character and done way more than he should with it. if he loses to Ziggler, they're going to bury him, which is probably going to happen. But I'm just going to pray and hope that he hits him with the unprettier for the win or the beauty shot. Either way, clean 1-2-3. Ziggler does not need the win. Breeze does, so Breeze wins 1-2-3.
You really think Tyler Breeze needs the win more than Dolph Ziggler does?
Yes, because he just debuted and he's currently 1-1 in WWE TV. He lost to Ziggler already, and then he lost to Ambrose, and then he beat R-Truth. Maybe, I don't remember. You guys could tell me. You're better than me.
Yep, that's right. Yep, he beat R-Truth in like a couple minutes on last Monday's Raw. That was his first win.
All right,
yeah.
Jay.
So,
Jay, what do you think?
This is a little bit of a sensitive topic for me because I'm a pretty big Ziggler fan. I think he's one of the best workers, or at least underrated. And the guy constantly puts on a good show and just gets nothing for it. He gets some of the loudest pops week in and week out. And it's like they tease us with Ziggler pushes here and there, and then it's just back to jobbing. I mean, I like Tyler Breeze a lot. He kind of reminds me of a younger Shawn Michaels, and not to say he's anywhere in Michaels' league, but similar characteristics. He's a decent worker, but, I mean, he just came in. Obviously, Ziggler's going to do the job for him. They're going to try and give Breeze a little push. I think it was sloppy putting him in the tournament to start off, because then you got to give him a loss in the beginning, but they'll make up with it by having my man Ziggler job for him. It's sad.
I agree. I think that's probably going to be the course of action in that match. I think it's kind of what you have to do, too. Ziggler needs the win really bad, but I just can't see them, you know, having him put over Tyler Breeze. You're going to see some Summer Rae interference. But we're going to take a second because we have yet another caller. Let's see who we got on the line right now. Hello, we have a caller?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Lamnick, good, man. How are you?
Hey, good. I love you guys' show. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, man. That was, like, really heartfelt. It really sounded like it came from the depths of the balls down there. How you doing?
Not going to lie, it did. I meant it with all of my being.
How you been, man? You watching,
how are you?
You watching Survivor Slam series? Where are we? You watching Survivor Series tomorrow night? Have you watching the product?
Yeah, of course I'm going to check it out. I actually have a few questions for you, gurus.
Bring it on, man. We can take a second of the predictions to answer some questions. What do you got for us?
Well, you guys know me. You know I'm a big fan of the old product, but I do enjoy the new one. I was actually curious, all three of you, what you think of this question. The top three best SummerSlams of all time. What do you think are the best the best Survivor Series of all times? You got me there, Mikey. You got me.
That was my job. I tried to you know, go into business myself. The top three Survivor Series of all time. That's like a, Joe, that's a question that requires some thinking. Right?
Well, I don't see how 97 can't be at the top of everybody's list.
Which one was that?
The screw job.
Yeah. You know what? Just missed the top 10 for me.
Top 10?
Yeah.
He said top three.
Yeah.
He's in the top three.
There's,
and that's everyone's number one, obviously. So I think we just talk about the other ones that everybody likes.
Yeah, we could do that. I could also sit down and watch Gigli if I wanted
to. How about 98? 98 had the tournament, the full tournament. Did you guys like it? What do you guys think about 98?
I don't remember what the hell happened in 1998. I do not remember the
Survivor. That was a terrible, terrible pay-per-view. The 98's not even anybody's top, like, 23. And there's only been, what, 25 pay-per-views? So let's face it.
All right, I'm not going to be able to give you a top three off the top of my head. I'll be honest with you.
I'll take the top one. Can you give me the top one, the best Survivor Series of all time?
Easy for me. Not even a question. Because Survivor Series 1990, the debut... of the gobbledygooker.
You can't really go with that one, huh?
I'll say 2002, because I was in the house for 2002, and it was the first Elimination Chamber, which was won by Shawn Michaels. So I'm going to say 2002.
It's funny you should say that. I was actually in-house for Survivor Series 2002 as well, and I actually have a chair from the event. I sat third row, paid like $400 for those seats. You know where $400 gets you now? The parking lot, watching on my phone, on the WWE Network for just $9.99. Brian,
I'm gonna step in and say 1996 was the best Survivor Series of all time. I believe you had Steve Austin versus Bret Hart in the co-main. You had Mankind Undertaker in a sick match. And actually, Psycho Sid versus Shawn was the main event, which actually was a pretty good match, I thought. So that's where I'm going with it.
I completely forgot about that. Well, that's a good call. Jay, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go 2002, like my man said, just because it was the first Elimination Chamber. You haven't seen anything like it. It was such a brutal match and a good match. You know, Shawn Michaels coming back and winning the championship. And overall, just anytime you see something brand new like that, pretty cool.
Hey, Joe, I got to say, I mean, that match changed the landscape of a lot of things in WWE. There's a lot of matches that tried to follow up with that. You know, we saw the Undertaker versus Mankind match in the future, and everybody's just trying to catch up with that. But, I mean, obviously I'm just the caller, but I want to say nostalgia is kind of jumping in here, and I got to say 1995 is my favorite, just because, I mean, this is personal, but I was in the hospital at the time, and I'll never forget Bret Hart beat Diesel. He had a huge comeback against Diesel, and he took the championship off of Diesel's waist. That was amazing for me.
Well, Lamnick, being that Bret Hart is the greatest professional wrestler of all time, some may say the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, I frankly think we could end the conversation there, and there was no better wrestling match than Bret Hart versus Diesel. So it's a good thing you brought that up, and I seriously appreciate that question.
Well, can I ask you another question?
Yeah, Jay, I think I heard you. What'd you say?
Yeah, I just want to add an honorable mention. I don't know if anyone will agree. Maybe not the best, but last year when Sting came out, that was one of the, I haven't marked out cards like that probably in a very long time. Goosebumps. If just for the fact that Sting, you know, made his first appearance and came out, and it was a pretty solid main event, that big match with my man Ziggler going over. So I want to just throw an honorable mention for that.
I would think with an overall pay-per-view, that wouldn't be on the list, but overall moment, yeah, that's definitely top three, top five, having Sting in WWE, in my opinion.
That's a great call. I completely forgot Sting made his debut last year. I would say like the last 7 or 8 years have all kind of rolled into one long month. And
do you guys remember Sting? Ahmed Johnson?
All right. Well, I'm literally just disregarding success in the next minute and a half. Sting making his debut, true, like, was absolutely surrealist. I think that's a good call. Lamnick, you had another question?
I apologize for jumping in. I was a thought came to mind, and I just let it out. But I was like, do you guys remember Ahmed Johnson? That guy, he really took the WWE by storm at the time. And it's probably around the time when I said my favorite Survivor Series moments and favorite Survivor Series was. I was just curious what you guys' thoughts were on him.
I feel like we need a better screening process, because that's literally the worst thing I've ever heard. Johnson. I'm dying over here, Lane. I'm dying.
Okay, can I move on to my real question?
I swear if it's like about Skinner or something, I'm hanging up on you.
No, it's not. It's actually a general question. I kind of just threw out the Ahmed Johnson thing. my question was, why do you think they veered away from the original format of Survivor Series? I know they still use maybe one match during that to they use the format like once a year in the Survivor Series. So why do you think they stopped using it through so many matches throughout the event?
That's a good question. I'm gonna deflect this one to Joe.
I think the best thing I could think of as far as what I could tell is that, you know, the first couple of years they did it, they were just doing strictly the tag matches, and it was still able to draw on pay-per-view just because you had guys like Hogan and Savage and Ultimate Warrior and guys like that in the tag matches. But after a few years, I think they needed to have the WWE title matches on those shows to draw and get pay-per-view buys. So I think that's why they started doing it. I think it was 91 was the first time that they did it, and they've kind of kept doing it after that. So I think that's the reason, at least one of the reasons why they did it.
Yeah, I would agree. And I don't know, I just think the 4-on-4 matches with no titles on the line aren't as quote-unquote sexy to the regular viewers. I personally loved them back in the day. I just watched, I think it was 88. It was like, it was a 10-on-10 match. It was like the Brainbusters, the Rouge. It was ridiculous, but I don't know. I
remember
it.
That one, yeah.
I'm a sucker for nostalgia. So that was a good question, man, Nick. And I really think Joe hit the nail on the head when he said people wanted title matches because you didn't have the big draws. Like, you know, if you do, let's say you were to do 4 or 5 of the Survivor Series matches, you know, this year, you don't have that one main guy that people are going to be like, oh, I'm going to buy the pay-per-view, I'm going to turn into it for him. You don't have the Cena, you don't have the Hulk Hogan, you know, you don't have the Ultimate Warrior, you don't have that big, I mean, you have Undertaker and Kane, but in the year 2015, they're not enough to sell tickets.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for that answer. I mean, I was always worried. I mean, I was always curious about that. I mean, it makes sense now. All right, guys, I'm gonna hang up. Thanks so much for taking my questions. All right?
All right, thanks, brother. No problem, buddy. You try to get some more Ahmed Johnson information. See if you can find him on Twitter and get back to us.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Landon. We appreciate the phone call, man. I'm feeling worthy of something. Like I should get a name tag or a badge right now. All right. So let's get back to where the hell are we?
I think we got everybody's prediction on the Tyler Breeze Ziggler match except for mine. I'll just say I think Breeze is going to win that. Also, I agree with what pretty much everybody said. I'll echo that. And that Breeze needs the win more than Ziggler right now. I read today that Ziggler said on like a Twitter Q&A that he's only going to be wrestling for another 2 years, so I don't really see them giving any sort of significant push to Ziggler. It doesn't mean they won't just have the face go over there, but I think Breeze needs the win. So I'm going to say Tyler Breeze wins that match.
I hadn't heard that about Dolph Ziggler, and it's unfortunate because you feel like that guy never got the due he deserved, and I don't think I could remember a bigger pop than when he beat Del Rio for the title after WrestleMania many years ago. So that's unfortunate, but I guess, you know, we have to move forward. And we also will move forward into let's get right into Joe, the reason Joe is tuning into the pay-per-view. Paige versus Charlotte. You know what, Joe? Let's just start with you, too. Let's start with you. How do you feel about Paige and Charlotte?
That's tough because now I've been thinking actually about this match all day, and at first I thought, why? Well, I wanted to make sure I gave a good, you know, solid prediction on it.
Okay.
I'm really not sure who's going to win, I guess, is the reason why. At first, I thought it was just going to be Charlotte winning because she only won the title a month or two ago. And, they've been trying to really kind of the whole Divas Revolution biznosh that they've been putting over. And then the whole thing with Paige from last Monday with the Reed, you know, comment. But part of me thinks that they'll have Paige win the title here because they can get it on a heel and then they could have Charlotte try to, you know, kind of chase her and then win it. Maybe in a couple months or something like that down the road. I also read that part of the reason, I don't know if this is true or not, but I read that part of the reason why they had the whole stupidity with the comment on Monday was that they felt like they were having trouble getting Charlotte over as a babyface. So I feel like if they think that, then maybe having Paige win the title here, getting her, you know, on a little run with it, and then maybe having Charlotte come back and win it eventually would be the plan. So I'm going to go with Paige.
Ah, that's a well thought out, incredibly in-depth analysis of the match.
So you said I spoke too long?
No, not at all.
It seems like a nice way of telling me that I was long-winded. You know what, I'll stop. I'll let you go. You go ahead. You predict.
No. I literally have nothing to say about this match. I could not begin to care less
about
it.
You have to get on record with a prediction.
I'll get on record with a prediction. You know what my prediction is? That the Bayley match from last week at NXT is going to be better than this. When Bayley defended her title against Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's going to be better than this. I want to keep it on Charlotte, and I feel like it's too early to take the title off her, but what you're saying makes sense. If they're going to take the title off her, maybe they could do it at Royal Rumble and have, what's her name? Becky Becky
Lynch.
Lynch? Yeah, Becky Lynch. Maybe turn. I don't know. I just Paige. I mean, when she dropped her, when she did her Paige pipe bomb or whatever that ridiculous, stupid thing was, the crowd popped for it, and I think they all want to see Paige as a heel. So she'd be like that cool heel, the cool heel, like the Randy Orton ish thing. I just don't. I hope they don't do it too early. I hope they give Charlotte more of a run with it.
So you're picking Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, Brian.
100% Charlotte wins. The fact, I'm just going to talk about the whole Monday Night Raw fiasco for a second. I don't buy for a second. Me and Joe already talked about this. Charlotte knew about it. I fully believe Charlotte pitched it because, you know what, she's a wrestler. She's trying to get over. I get it. And her brother, who sadly passed away, was also a wrestler, and guaranteed he would have been honored to be part of the whole angle. But whatever, I think it's all backtracking now because of the backlash. But Charlotte knew about it. It was a great angle. It's wrestling, for God's sakes, people. Just deal with it. It's wrestling. And Charlotte wins. So, yeah, the face wins. Paige is going to win at Royal Rumble. Book it now, but Charlotte wins for now. Face wins. Go.
Brian, I don't think there was ever any question that Charlotte knew about it. I think that was common knowledge. I just don't think Ric Flair knew about it or Reed's mother.
Well, you know, jerk off Dave Meltzer went to town on it saying, and then Rick actually said that he didn't think Charlotte knew about it, which I don't buy for a second. I do believe the wife or the mother of Reed didn't know about it, but I fully believe Charlotte knew about it. And I personally believe Rick knew about it, but once he found out the wife was mad, probably backtracked because I do the same thing. You know, a woman scorned. You don't want to deal with that. So, you know, that's just me.
What do you think, Jay?
I mean, you guys covered most of it. About, I'd say 95% sure Charlotte's winning. I really doubt they'd put the title on it and then take it up so quickly, unless there's some type of big swerve, like you were saying, with Becky turning. That would be that other 5% that would make, you know, that would have her drop the title. Other than that, I think the whole Monday fiasco was just intended to really build up and make Charlotte's win feel better. One of those feel-good moments. I doubt they'd, you know, disrespect her dead brother and then have her drop the title, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a storyline. I think it was made out to be more than it really should. I'm sure she signed off on it, and that really means more than Ric Flair, honestly. But at the end of the day, Charlotte going over and then on to the next one, which I think, honestly, will be Sasha. She needs a little push, but that's another story.
That's a good point.
Can I say something real quick about this match?
No. If it doesn't involve Ahmed Johnson, I don't want to hear about it.
Well, before I even say something about the match, I'm shocked you weren't popping more for Ahmed Johnson, former Cowboy. I figured you'd be all about, you know, the Cowboy reference.
True, and I do Ahmed Johnson's finisher was the Pearl River Plunge, a.k.a. the Liger Bomb. And if Landick remembers,
right,
back when we used to throw parties in, like, 2004 and 2005, I drunkenly threatened to Liger Bomb him, like, 400 times. So it's a little bit of, like, 6 degrees of separation.
Right, exactly. But to go on with my point, if they want to book this match right, obviously there's a lot of personal feelings. If I'm WWE, even though I hate that the champion comes out first, they do it all the time, Charlotte should come out first, then Paige should be announced. Charlotte should be so enraged, she mentioned that comment about her brother. It should be an absolute street fight where Charlotte literally runs to the middle of the entrance ramp to attack Paige in the match from there. I want to hear what you guys' thoughts about that.
I think that's a great call on your part, and I think the way that Raw ended kind of would lead to that idea. And let me tell you something. If I'm Charlotte and this broad, I'm going to call her a broad for the sake of the situation, and this broad was to knock my brother who died of an overdose, I'm probably not going to react well, like, in the ring in front of millions of people. So I think Meltzer might be a little off the mark here. I think I believe that Charlotte absolutely knew about it, and if she didn't, Paige is the devil. That's all I have to say about that. Moving on to the card, let's just get right to the, I guess,
Was it the Undertaker and Kane versus the Wyatt family?
Yeah, the Brothers of Destruction against the Wyatt and Braun Strowman. So I'll helm this. I think he might see a Kane heel turn. I don't know. Actually, I don't even know if you're going to see that, but I'm just trying to think of a reason why this match is still going on. Maybe Kane could come out and drag, and Katie Vick this whole time could have been Sister Abigail. Oh, how's that for a twist, huh?
You're killing my interest in the show.
Well, you can just call me Monday Night Raw then, huh?
Did we just jump the shark? Is that what that was?
What's that?
Did we just jump the shark? Katie Vick and Sister Abigail, references the same person. Is that the official jumping the shark of all jumping the sharks?
Yeah, you can just call me the Kingdom. Oh, I'm kidding. I really like Michael Bennett.
Ayo.
I'm just going to go with a Wyatt family victory because it would make zero sense for the Brothers of Destruction to beat down the Wyatt family and then get over on them on the mic and then win again to just absolutely bury the Wyatt family. It wouldn't make sense to me. I think Kane probably takes the pin. I think, Joe, you said it last week on the show. Kane should take the pin, and it won't harm The Undertaker. Maybe this leads like a buried alive match or a casket match or a who gives a shit match. Sorry. Or some sort of gimmick match later on. I think it has to. Joe?
Actually, I want to hear what Brian has to say on this first before I give mine. Brian, can you go?
Sure. Should I give what I think is going to happen or what I want to happen? Because that changes drastically.
Brian. We have 18 minutes and 9 seconds.
I'm going to give you what I want to happen real quick. What I want to happen is I want a knockdown, drag him down fight where Braun Strowman looks like the strongest guy in WWE currently because they booked him that way so far. And I want Bray Wyatt to come in and steal the pin on the actual Undertaker. That's never going to happen, but that's what should happen. He should get his revenge. He lost to Mania. If Bray pins him after Strowman beats the piss out of him, all of a sudden Bray Wyatt's the heel that he should be, the heel that everybody fears. What's going to happen is Undertaker's going to pin
Brian,
Bray Wyatt.
Brian, let me cut you off on that, and I say I think that would be what's best for business. I would be really interested in seeing that, so kudos to you. Continue.
Right. Exactly. It's basically what should have happened at Mania. But I get it because you want Brock to be the only one because they're booking him as the one behind the 21-1. I get that. So if Bray were to beat him, then he gets retribution. He's the monster heel. He's the new face of fear, so on and so forth. My official prediction is Undertaker's going to pin Bray Wyatt. And they're just – because Bray Wyatt loses every feud he's in, they're eventually going to turn him face. So in their mind, which is wrong, but they're going to say, well, it doesn't matter because he's going to be face. And when he's face, all his losses will be washed away. So, Undertaker pins Bray Wyatt. Finished. Hate it. Gonna fucking... sorry, pardon my French. I'm a good Christian boy. But I hate it. And it's not gonna be happy. And Mike and Joe are gonna witness it firsthand. But, Joe, now I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Yeah, I was going back and forth on this one a little bit. But I still think Undertaker is gonna get the win here. A big theme of Survivor Series is that it's the 25-year anniversary of Undertaker. So while it would be good if they let Bray Wyatt beat him or just win the match in general, it would help him out a lot. I still think it's just the way that their mentality is in WWE is that, you know, the hook for the show is, oh, it's 25 years of Undertaker. Watch the show to watch Undertaker. Undertaker's going to win. So that's what I'm going with.
Jay?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, they're centering this whole pay-per-view around Taker. I think it's going to be pretty straightforward. Can I ask you guys, is it definitely going to be Wyatt and Strowman? Was that announced on SmackDown?
Yes, it was.
I didn't watch SmackDown, but according to the internet and Brian, so I believe that to be fact.
I've actually never been wrong in my life, so, you know.
Well, it's very unfortunate that Strowman's in that match just because I think he might be the worst in-ring performer I have ever seen in my entire life. I mean, the guy, I've seen Broom more athletic than him. But I get it. He's a powerhouse, blah, blah, blah. End of the day, I'd say about 80% sure Taker and Kane win it clean unless they do some type of swerve to set up another match between Taker and Wyatt straight up, maybe at TLC. But I'm kind of getting, like, from the vibe I'm getting is this is Taker's last go. I mean, they really, the way they're talking about him, it's almost like they're talking about his career in a past tense. From a lot of what I'm hearing in interviews and announcements and all that stuff, it seems like we're seeing the very, very last breath of The Undertaker in a ring. I don't know if it'll be this match exactly, but it's coming soon, so enjoy it while you can. I'm not sure how great the match is going to be, especially with Strowman in there, but end of the day, Taker and Kane, clean.
Brian, do you have a rebuttal to the Braun Strowman comments?
I didn't realize I was going to have heat with the fellow, you know, person of the roundtable. I was unaware of this.
I'm sorry. Are you a Strowman fan?
I am the Strowman fan. I'm probably the only one. I love the guy. He is what he is. As Mike can attest, pretty much I work out every day looking at Strowman's picture, just trying to be that guy. Like, that's what I'm trying to be.
The guy's a beast.
Right. You know, so I don't think he's a he's not going to be Sami Zayn, of course, but to me he's an ode to the throwback wrestler. You know, the Paul Orndorff, if you will, not that talented, of course, but that mold, you know, the strongman.
I get what you're saying, almost like a Psycho Sid type.
Right, just a guy like you look and you're like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this guy? And they've booked him as much because I don't think he barely falls down. He gets his ass kicked when the Wyatts do, but he never falls down because he's like 6'8", like 300 pounds of solid muscle, you know, 1% body fat, you know, that's what he does.
I think he has potential. I think with more training down the road, he could, you know, he could fill that role perfectly. But, you know, Vince McMahon saw this huge guy and saw a role that needs to be filled. And instead of putting, you know, someone with actual in-ring talent in it, he just rushed this guy. This poor guy's only had, 3 months of wrestling training. He can barely throw a hip toss, and they're stuffing him in a match with The Undertaker.
I agree. He's thrown in. Personally, I don't know if you're a fan of Luke Harper, but Luke Harper is the guy who should be because he's a monster and he can.
Yeah,
actually,
I love Harper.
He's probably the best. He's probably the best wrestler, best big man wrestler on the roster right now because he's that damn good.
100% agree with that.
I think Braun Strowman. He kind of reminds me of good old Hercules. You
yeah,
know,
perfect analogy.
Well, Brian, that's what
he
I do. I have late '80s wrestling analogies.
Braun Strowman reminds me of a couch with a goat mask.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just gonna disregard that comment for my own personal well-being, so I don't drink a whole bottle of tequila tonight. But I'm just gonna go on and say there was a rumor early on. Joe can back me up on this. There was actually a rumor of Braun Strowman versus Undertaker at Mania this year, which, granted, would be a piss poor match. It would be, you know, Prince Albert versus Undertaker style, which was a disaster. There was a handicap match, but that leaves a little bit of hope that somehow the Wyatts win leading to that match, so I'll just leave that open, which I don't want to see that match, but it could happen.
You can leave that open, Brian, and I'm going to close that door on the Braun Strowman show.
just remember 2 years ago, everybody laughed when they said Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, and it happened. So just leave it open, just a little bit.
Well, hear that?
You never know.
This is going to be, we'll get right to the, let's get right to the main event, which I guess I'm the only person with a different main event take, so I guess I'll go first. Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens for the title. The question I've been asking myself is, are they going to do the Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens finish again that they did at NXT? Sami Zayn wins the title. What's his name? Comes out celebrating, blah, blah, love each other, hugs over my shoulders, and then beat the hell out of him and go right into a feud. I don't think so. I think, believe it or not, you might have Dean Ambrose cost Roman Reigns the title and Kevin 16 walks out heavyweight and intercontinental champion. Book it.
Okay. Before I jump in, do you have a bottle of champagne at your house? Because I'll be watching your house tomorrow. Just cause.
I bought one just for you.
Okay. Thank you. I apologize for all the water, the champagne damage, the curse words, your neighbors here. Just go on. You know. So I apologize.
I will just put "Born on the 4th of July" on in the background, and we will dance around gleefully. Brian, what do you think? Why don't you give us your predictions?
Your booking is perfect. I want that to happen. What I think's I'm torn, to be honest. I'm gonna give both my bookings quick. Part of me, I think one of two things happens: either Ambrose wins clean and Reigns the next night, which a lot of people think the turn's gonna happen in Survivor Series. The next night, he joins the Authority because he realized he couldn't win it on his own. Joins the Authority. You get an Ambrose as a face, which people aren't gonna totally seeing Reigns as a heel, or if Reigns wins it, I think Sheamus cashes in. You get a similar scenario to SummerSlam a couple years ago when D-Bry won over John Cena. Randy Orton cashed in. You'll get Sheamus to cash in, join the Authority. You get Sheamus versus Reigns for a pay-per-view or two, with Reigns going over Royal Rumble leading into Mania. But that's my two predictions. I know you asked for one, but I do too. That's what I do.
Which one's going to happen tomorrow, Brian?
For my own hope of a lack of a Sheamus championship run, I'm going to say Ambrose wins.
Okay. Jay?
I think the majority of my excitement for this pay-per-view is based on the fact that so much could happen in this main event, between the fact that there's two matches out even beside the main event. I can't say I'm sure about anything, and I actually like all those predictions for it, and I would take all of them, other than obviously Roman Reigns win. But I'd love to see Ambrose win if I had to book it myself. Ambrose goes over, and then Roman Reigns turns, creating a feud. Do I think that'll happen? I honestly do not know. This one's very up in the air for me. I really feel someone's turning, whether it be tonight or tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if they try and build something to Mania and recreate the whole Daniel Bryan scenario for Reigns, because they're so much behind him. They want him to be the guy so bad. And my biggest problem with Reigns, not just his lack of ring skills or mic work, but whatever, don't fucking tell me who to like. I don't want to be. Don't force somebody down my throat. And that's what they're doing with Roman Reigns. They're forcing him down my throat. I don't like it. But again, end of the day, I really don't know. If I had to pick, I'd say Ambrose wins.
I think you just echoed the sentiments of pretty much everybody when Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble last year. It was, stop pushing him on me. I'll like him if I want to like him. Excuse me. It's your job to get me to like him, not to shove him down
exactly
my throat. He has to. You have to bring him to the dance, and he's got to dance. That's how it works.
I probably would have liked him a little bit if that wasn't the case. Like, he's not terrible in the ring. He can go. He's just not great. And the same goes for the mic. But, the fact that he was forced on me made me dislike him so much more that it's almost irreparable. The fact that I won't like him now just because you really are trying to force me to like him.
Do you guys remember, quick, before I forget, that the year before, Reigns was the second-to-last guy and the crowd was going insane, hoping he would knock out Batista? Just shows you how a year changed. He wasn't the guy yet, so everybody loved him. But a year later, same thing. He's forced down the throats. We don't want him.
Yep.
Brian, it could have been me in the ring with Batista, and the crowd would have been cheering me. I think at that point, the crowd just wants to cheer for whoever isn't forced to win. That's why I think, honestly, it could have been. Remember, to be fair, like 4 years before that, the crowd was going crazy because they thought Santino was going to win. So I really don't think it has much to do with the other person in the ring. It's got to do with.
They don't want the obvious guy. The year before was Ryback against John Cena, and the crowd was going absolutely bananas for Ryback.
Exactly. Well, here we're going to finish up with the prediction from the Booker himself, Mr. Wrestlepedia. The last real IT guy. Joe.
So the guy who's actually booking the show. The guy who's booking the show.
It's a pretty big build up for the guy who's gonna probably get everything wrong on the predictions on the show. But you know, I was hoping I would go last for this one, and I'm glad that I did. So I was kind of figuring everyone was gonna pick Reigns, and then I was gonna pick something different to be different. But you guys all didn't pick Reigns. Everyone else picked Owens,
yeah,
right? And then Jay and BK both picked Ambrose.
Yep.
So I'm going to pick Roman Reigns because I'm
really?
The only one.
You are so easily influenced.
No one took Roman Reigns. Well, first of all, anybody listens, right? I mean, every couple of times we've figured different things. My answer to anything, whether it's a tournament or a battle royal or something, is the answer is always
Roadhouse.
Roman Reigns. The answer is always Roman Reigns. So I'm going to go with Reigns. I'm going to say Reigns wins it. I don't think I like Ambrose. I would be totally fine with him being the champion. I don't think they're ready to give him the title right now. My other option was that he would turn and win the title. That was my other option. But I'm going to say Reigns wins the title. And I don't know if he's going to turn tomorrow night or not. I can totally see the show going off the air with him winning and him and Ambrose shaking hands, and that's it. And we're all just kind of left disappointed. I think that sometime between Sunday and WrestleMania, he will turn. Because I don't know, I can only think of two potential opponents for him at WrestleMania, and that's Brock Lesnar or John Cena.
Braun Strowman.
No, it's not Braun Strowman. So I think it's one of those two. So I think he's going to turn at some point, whether it's tomorrow or Monday or at some point between now and Mania. And Lord help me, hopefully Sheamus does not cash in. Brian scared me to death yesterday because I totally forgot about that happening, and he brought it up to me, which I had totally forgotten. So hope that doesn't happen. I'm going to go with Reigns.
Well, you're not the only one to go with Reigns. Seth just texted me, and Seth said he's picking a Roman Reigns heel run as champion a la The Rock in 1998. I don't know what they're going to do. I feel like, you know, they have 24 hours left, and they don't know what they're going to do. I feel like they're rewriting scripts as we speak. They're probably also worried about the imminent ISIS threat. I don't know.
You know, the one thing, and I may have missed it because I didn't watch SmackDown, but, you know, so Triple H has been going and talking, right, to all these different guys in the tournament to try to, you know, whatever, influence them in such a way to join the Authority. Did he talk to Ambrose at all or no? Because I didn't see him do that. But
Ambrose
did,
is the only guy he didn't talk to.
Okay. So that's why I was thinking at first that maybe Ambrose would be the one to turn because he's the only one that Triple H hasn't talked to.
Forget the Booker. I'm calling you Matlock. That's, like, I never would have picked up on that.
That is an awesome point.
I don't know. I really don't know what. I'm hoping for a good show. I'm hoping for a surprise. I'm sick of not being surprised. I want an interesting ending to something. But I don't want them to build towards Monday Night Raw. I want finality on Survivor Series. I want it to kick off the beginning of the road to WrestleMania. I want to care about the product. I want Kyle O'Reilly as champion. Wait, where am I? Where am I?
Bottom line, I'm going to say there's going to be good wrestling.
Is somebody also in that tornado again? Is one of you in the tornado? Are you guys okay?
Sorry.
What are you, like, eating a bag of chips?
Chinese food.
You know what? Equally as delicious, pal. Brian, we got a minute and 21 seconds left. What do you want to say?
I was just going to say, bottom line, actual wrestling, I don't see it as any way to bet. Roman Reigns versus Del Rio should be a great match. Ambrose versus Owens is probably going to tear the house down. And the finals between those two will definitely tear the house down. And Bree Ziggler probably might steal the show. It's going to be that damn good.
I'll tell you
what's going to be great wrestling.
What they're building to at Final Battle, and that's going to be Bobby Fish versus Roderick Strong for the TV title. No? Nothing? Okay. So I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to watch Survivor Series 1990. Guys, listen, can't thank you enough for calling in, giving your predictions. I know it was a long hour. You guys stuck through. I thought, you know, I appreciate all of your input. And except for Lame Nick, really, I appreciate everything. He's already posted an Ahmed Johnson picture on my Facebook.
Glad to be a part of it, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much. I had a blast, man. You guys are awesome.
All right, man. We'll talk to you all soon. Until then, this is the Enforcer and the Stallion. We're chapping out.